we've got Patrick. Patrick, introduce the team, my friend. Introduce the great big team that you brought into the studio for us, please.
I will. It's not that big a team. We've got Vicky over there who plays trumpet. We've got Benny playing the trumpet. We've got Mark who plays the tuba. Sam plays the French horn, and I'm playing the trombone.
And you actually brought all the instruments in this morning, all right? We're going to have him play live here in the studio, right here on 105.9 Bishop FM. Tell us about this wonderful festival, because this is, what, the 10th year it's run?
Yeah, that's right. The Durham Brass Festival has been going, as you say, 10 years. It's the big celebration this time around. They've got 10 of their favourite bands from the last decade to come back and play, and it's just this huge festival, playing brass music all over the northeast, focused around Durham. But we're playing every evening in different parks and buildings all over the county, just a celebration of brass music.
And bandstands have been specially built at a few locations, like Locomotion, Hackworth Park. There's quite a few bandstands been built, certainly at the castle as well, and at Barnet Castle, and at Bishop Auckland Castle as well. So that's going to be fun to sort of be on a brand new bandstand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, it's a real honour for them to have actually built us a construction to play on. You know, it's pretty good. And there's the bands vary in size. I think we're the smallest of five members, but some of the other bands, they're pushing, you know, 15, 20 members. So yeah, the bandstands will certainly take quite a hammering this week.
So Blur versus Oasis, this is what it's sort of been billed as. I mean, is it really that the competition that tough?
Well, I think, yeah, the nation is on tenterhooks trying to find out who's going to win, definitely.
We think it's going to be Umpar Brass, don't we?
Yeah, clearly it's going to be Team Umpar. That's all about.
But, you know, it's all friendly rivalry at the end of the day, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, our rival band, whose name I will not mention, are good friends of ours. And what's happened is this year the festival has set up this kind of Blur versus Oasis style rivalry, as you say. So we are Team Umpar, and we've got a couple of bands who are with us every night, which is Always Drinking Marching Band from Spain, and we've got Funky Style Brass from France. And then the fourth band is a different band every night, and the other band have got people who are with them. I'm not going to say any more about that. And we go around, and then the audiences can vote for whether they want Team Umpar or the other lot. And they've also, there are things they can fill in. There's the Twitter and Facebook as well. They can hashtag Team Umpar. So that's TEAMOOMPAH. So get tweeting, everybody.
Please do. And not only that, it's up to the audience to vote for the band of their choice, eh?
That's right, yeah. There's also the Golden Trumpet Award this year, which is a new thing. So the audience can vote for whichever is their favourite band at the festival, Umpar Brass. They can vote for whichever their favourite band is, and that means that we will hopefully win the Golden Trumpet Award.
But the competition must be really, really sort of fierce each year, because it must get tougher and tougher, does it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the festival managed to source some of the best brass groups from all over the world. Always Drinking Marching Band, who I mentioned earlier, are unbelievably good. There's our friends from Berlin, who are called Beat and Blow. They're just fantastic. And as I say, Funky Style Brass, the Zarrels Dixie, there's an incredible lineup. And we're really honoured to be part of it. But we hold our own, and we do well. We keep getting invited back, and so we obviously have struck a chord, no pun intended, with the public up here.
Now, I say it's nothing like blowing your own trumpet, and you brought all your instruments in this morning. We're going to have a go here. Come on then, what are you going to play for us first?
Well, we thought we would play you a Whitney Houston classic, I Want to Dance with Somebody. We'll be right back.
absolutely superb. Wow. You did that very, very fast, though. It's a very sort of fast version of I Want to Dance with Somebody.
That's right, Amy. I'm out of breath after that. because we don't have a drummer or a singer, what we have to do is keep the energy of the music through just having five brass players, and there's no chordal instrument, no guitar, no piano, so we have to do all the chords and the bass line and the rhythm and everything. And we found that cranking the speed up a little bit works wonders for giving it some energy.
How did you all get together?
Well, we actually formed, it's our 10-year anniversary this year as well, actually. We got together 2006 in a pub in Fulham, like a German-themed pub, and they asked if we could put on an umpire band, like a traditional umpire band for their drinkers to add to the atmosphere. So we did, you know, make a bit of spare cash as students and all that. And what we found was that Sam the horn player here brought along an arrangement of YMCA, which is his favourite song. He loves the Village People. And so he couldn't you can tell by looking at him, obviously. So he decided to bring this along, and we loved playing it, and the audience loved hearing that far more than they were enjoying listening to the polkas and waltzes that we were doing otherwise. So we quickly added loads of pop and rock classics and kind of got rid of the traditional German thing, and that's basically the story of how we formed.
And of course, Queen, you can do ABBA.
Queen, ABBA, Wham, Bananarama, all the biggies. We do a load of rock stuff, so we do Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and we do Roses. Guns N' Roses, AC/DC. We do a load of that. We've also got a sort of slightly cheesier take, so we do some S Club 7 and Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. Yeah, Ricky Martin, loads of 80s stuff as well. We love 80s music.
So. Now, those of the traditional brass sort of genre, if you like, do you ever get any grief off them? Do you think, well, they shouldn't really touch anything like modern stuff? And
Not really. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the brass band tradition, which a lot of us start in brass bands, I mean, the brass band tradition has always been to embrace popular music of the day. Now, even if that music is no longer considered pop music, it still is part of the tradition to do that. And if you actually go and watch brass bands, a load of them are doing, as part of their repertoire, a load of pop arrangements. They don't do it exclusively like we do, but we've had a couple of comments over the years, but then they hear us, I know that sounds a bit cocky, but they hear us, they realise we can actually play, it's not a gimmick, and then they generally sort of say, yeah, okay, fair enough guys, you can play.
And you don't mind doing any genre at all? I mean, you know, if somebody names a song, you can probably do it.
We've got a repertoire of well over 150 songs.
Wow.
I was going to say that one of the happy offshoots of doing all the pop songs that people know, it was actually this morning, we've just come to you from a primary school down the road, and we're able to play tunes that all the young children as young as 6 or 7 years old, they all know them. So we played them some Taylor Swift and we played them some Katy Perry. Uh-huh. And it got them really excited about the idea of brass playing, because they were recognising the melodies that they were hearing, rather than playing something slightly more traditional perhaps, which they wouldn't know in the first place.
And kids are thinking, well, hang on, I didn't know that brass bands could do things like that.
Exactly. Yeah,
so are you finding that it's actually bringing in a younger generation to the brass music?
We like to think so, yes, absolutely. Yeah. We arrived up in Durham last night, and I was told that the band, who shall remain nameless, have been doing a big education project all week. Uh-huh. And that they have five French horn players with them, which is fantastic, because until a few years ago I'd never seen another French horn in this part of the country having such a brass band heritage. And so I was very, very pleased that hopefully I and we have all managed to inspire some people to take up instruments that are a little bit more unusual for the area.
Wow, brilliant.
We did a thing a few years back as part of one of the school's workshops. I play the trombone slide with my foot. It's just a sort of silly thing. The kids like it, and they kind of remember that brass was fun, so that's they associate the two. And we came back to the same school a few years later, and the brass teacher there told us that all his trombone students now all played with their foot when they're playing. It was their little thing.